and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 29. Today, I don't really have a lot to say in the beginning, which is fine. I know you didn't come here to hear me ramble, but anyhow, you're going to learn about a piece of paranormal equipment today. I'm getting my information from GhostStop.com, and here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's paranormal equipment lesson is laser grids. A laser grid is a great tool for ghost hunting to more clearly detect when movement happens and help define physical aspects of the anomaly. If you don't know what a laser grid is, it is in many ghost hunting shows. It's usually either red or green, and I mean, it is exactly kind of what it sounds like. It's a laser grid. There are different ones that come in like a flashlight size or little pucks. There are different kinds of lasers, but basically what the point is if something moves within the laser, it's just a bunch of like dots or like a literal grid. But if something moves on that, then basically that is detecting the motion of whatever spirit is there. They're pretty useful little tools. They're not super expensive either. So if you need something else to add to your ghost hunting collection, laser grid is where it's at. I hope you learned a little bit about a laser grid. I mean, if you know what they are, great. But if you didn't, great. Anyhow, let's move on to the stories.
This comes from glittering_injury_31 on Reddit.
While working as a night dispatcher for an alarm company, I received a frantic call one midnight. It was a janitor from an elementary school we monitor, and we spoke often. With a trembling voice, she asked if we could send the police. An intruder was in the school. This woman was hysterical. My partner called the police, as I stayed on the line with her. I asked her for a description of the intruder and where she was for the police. She replied, "I'm hiding under a desk in the main office." This was serious. In my 7 years as a dispatcher, I handled bank robberies, guns to the face, break-ins, arsons, etc. And I never heard anyone so scared. After calming her down, I asked her what happened. This was her reply. She was done for the night, alone in the building with all the doors and classrooms locked. She was gathering her things, ready to exit and set the alarm. The building was silent. Strangely, she heard a metal garbage can rattling. She looked to see a young, red-haired woman standing over the garbage can looking at her. She was wearing a dress, pumps, a coat with a fur collar, and looked sad. Her clothes seemed old-fashioned. My janitor friend said to the woman, "Excuse me, but the school is closed. You must leave." The red-haired lady calmly turned down a hallway without saying anything. The janitor followed close behind, wondering who she was and how she got in. As she turned the corner, expecting to see the trespasser down the long corridor, nobody was there. She checked all the doors along the corridor, all the way to the exit, and all the doors were locked. Not to mention, there was no sound of any door being opened in the quiet building. Fear set in, and she ran to call me. The janitor began to cry and said, "Please send the police. Hurry." I said, "What do you mean?" "She wasn't there," she replied through tears. "There was nowhere for her to go. I turned the corner and she was just gone." She seemed in shock or denial. The police notified us that they were outside and all the doors were locked along the outside perimeter, and they wanted in. This poor, terrified janitor didn't want to leave the office. I convinced her to let the officers in. They did a thorough search and found no signs of entry or anyone. No one was observed in the vicinity. The janitor quit and never called me again. This was 25 years ago, and there were no cameras monitoring the school at the time. Now, here's a little backstory. I later found out a young teacher employed at the school had taken her own life several years earlier and was rumored to haunt the facility. Hope you enjoyed this and were
spooked.
That's a crazy one. It kind of makes me wonder, like, what was this person spirit doing in a garbage can? Like, what did they want to do with a garbage can? I'm so confused. Like, was it actually the teacher or something else? I don't know. What do you think? Let's move on to story number 2.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
My mother lived in my house for 4 years before she passed away in my home. We took care of her for her last days, doing in-home hospice care. My mom was terrified of dying, and it was not a peaceful death. And I was pregnant at the time. Fast forward to today. My baby was in my room napping. Used to be my mom's room. And I checked on baby. When I walked in, the room very strongly smelled of my mother. It was a strong, floral, powdery smell. Baby was fine. I checked on her again later during her nap, and the smell was gone. Is this my mom visiting? I'd rather she move on and not be here. Is there any way to get her to move on? Well, this one breaks my heart, as it, I mean, it should for anybody else, but I think it's really sweet, honestly, that her mom is there. Like, she's there, she's checking on the baby, she, you know. I mean, for me, I think I would want my mom around, but I don't know. It's a tough call. I don't know if I'd want her to move on or just kind of, you know, I don't want her to be in limbo, you know, but I don't know. It's just really sweet, really sad. Ugh, my heart goes out to you, but this is a really good one. The smells are always a crazy paranormal experience, I think, just because I know people who have stories of smelling their relatives, and it's just a wild thought because I don't understand how that happens. That is something that's crazy to me. I mean, if you really think about it, a smell comes out of the middle of fucking nowhere and it's like distinctly your relative or, you know, loved ones, whoever. It's their scent. That's a weird thought, right? I think so. And as far as getting her to move on, if anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends, and check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.